The Path to Authenticity is brought to you by GIA Miami. Founded by world-class mental health experts, GIA provides advanced care for difficult-to-treat conditions, including anxiety, medication-resistant depression, and obsessive-compulsive disorder. Using state-of-the-art methods, GIA can help people recover from conditions when more traditional approaches can't. Dr. Antonello Bonci has assembled an expert team serving international clientele in a modern and resplendent Miami setting. If you or someone you love is suffering from depression, anxiety, OCD, or other mental health concerns, call GIA at 833-713-0828. You can learn more about GIA by clicking the link in the show notes or by visiting GIAMiami.com.
Thank you for listening to The Path to Authenticity. My name's Tom Gentry. I think of this show as the opposite of small talk. You'll hear real conversations with real people who know who they are. We talk about what makes them who they are, how they became who they are, and how we might become truer expressions of who we are. Your first time here, thanks for checking it out. If not, thanks for coming back. I'm Tom Gentry, and this is The Path to Authenticity, episode 169 for April 5th, 2022. I thought I'd do a little check-in episode. It's been since the first of the year since I've done one. And a lot's happened since then. I moved basically cross country. So if you know me or you've listened to the show, you know I lost my mom back in November. My mom was in Indiana where I grew up. And I'm the youngest of eight kids, big family. But I'd moved to South Florida 25 years ago and have lived there all that time. Never really saw myself coming back to Indiana. Maybe in the very beginning. But once I started to build a life for myself down there, I just thought I'd never come back. And when I was home for my mom's funeral and spending time with my family, it just felt right. And my intuition just told me, you need to be here. And so I started making moves, and everything just sort of fell into place. But the last few months of my life, that's what they've been about. Making the plans, packing, which I did over the course of a couple months. Then finally, the beginning of last week, I moved. And now, I'm a little over a week into living in Indiana again and have been settling into this house, which is just kind of perfect for me. It's just the right size for me. I like old houses. They have character. And so I've been going through this process. My mom lived in this home for 16 years before she died, so I moved into the home where she was living. And for the most part, all of her things were cleared out when I got here, but there was a lot of stuff. A lot of furniture. My mom and dad always had beautiful furniture. The same furniture my whole entire life. This matching Ethan Allen set, bedroom, dining room. You know, just really beautiful, well-made stuff that they took really good care of. And, you know, nobody really wanted it. yet it was too nice to just dispose of. So, you know, my brother, who was the executor, and as he cleaned up the house, you know, I talked to him about leaving all that here, that I was going to use what I could. And I brought down some of my own stuff, most of my stuff. I have some nice furniture, too, that I really love. I like old things. I have some beautiful antique pieces. And also, I kind of left everything in the kitchen, which I suggested to my brother. You know, if you just leave everything there, when I come down, I'll go through it all. I'll keep what I want and give the rest to Goodwill. So as I'm unpacking, I'm going through everything. And I'd also set aside some of my mom's belongings that I wanted to keep, books, things she had written, photographs. So it's been quite the little stroll down memory lane being in this house. And, you know, it hit me a couple days after I got here. I was eating a bowl of cereal in the morning, and I was eating out of one of those same bowls that I ate out of before going to kindergarten. And I don't know, there's just something really comforting about that to me. So it's been nice. It's been really nice being here. And this new job that I have in Indianapolis, I started back at the beginning of the year, I guess the middle of January. And now that I'm here, that's sort of in full swing, really getting going and enjoying that a lot. I love the guys I'm working with. But the challenge for me right now is, you know, things have been so out of whack since my mom died, you know, between preparing to move, packing, moving, all that. I just haven't been in a normal routine. And especially over the last month, man, I've really wanted that again. And now I've been pretty consumed with getting settled for the last week. But I'm getting to the point where I'm beginning to settle into a routine again. So I look forward to that. But the move went well. Everything went off without a hitch. And I'd never really made a move like that before. I mean, when I left here for Florida, it was just different, you know? It wasn't really planned. It was very from the hip. So, got a lot of new content coming out. If you've paid attention, I've been sort of recycling some older episodes for this show with some new episodes sprinkled in. And working on some new episodes. But I also have 3 new podcasts out. So there's 20 questions, which I've teased you guys with over the course of the last 6 or 8 months. A couple episodes of that are out now. And I'm looking for a sponsor for that podcast. So please check it out. Then something else I've been working on for the last year-ish is a podcast called How It Happened, and that's specifically for people who are in recovery from a substance use disorder or related issue or desire to be. And in each episode of How It Happened, a person in recovery tells their story of how they achieved recovery. Then there's Men Who Talk, which I released the first episode last week, where we went into sort of did a deep dive on intimacy and what it is, what it means, That's with my friend Ed Tilton. And we're recording that live on Clubhouse on Wednesday afternoons at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to check it out. But that first episode seemed pretty well received. And we're doing a season of 8 episodes. We've recorded 4 now. You can find those recordings through my profile or Ed's profile on Clubhouse. And they're also available as supplemental content on Patreon, which, by the way, there's a lot of content on Patreon that's not available to anyone else. And for as little as a couple bucks a month, you can gain access to that, as well as early access to episodes. I kind of got out of the routine lately with this move and everything, but I'll get back to doing sort of a episode just for patrons on Saturdays. Sometimes I read something. Sometimes I just talk. And it's usually pretty short, 5-20 minutes at the most. But, you know, it's just something I do for people who really want to support the show. Every little bit helps. And it just enables me to keep doing this stuff, which I love. So it's good to be home. I'm looking forward to reconnecting with some people. Like I said, looking forward to getting into a good routine and just the quality of life here. It's quiet. You know, where I lived before, I was always hearing a train or sirens or whatever. Now, a car driving by is noticeable. Well, I look out my front door and it's quiet. Birds chirping. It's nice. And I'm commuting to Indianapolis a couple times a week, but it's not a bad drive. The traffic here isn't anything like what I'm used to. It's a quick drive. But again, pretty peaceful. And, you know, I just have time. And it's been really nice being around my family. You know, I've had sisters bring me food. I've had my brother come show up on at noontime on a weekday, which just to stop in and check and see what kind of progress I've been making on this house. And one of my sisters brought me lunch a couple days ago. I'm having dinner with my youngest sister tonight. I've been cooking. I have this big eat-in kitchen, which I've really enjoyed. So, pretty much have everything situated the way I want it to, the furniture where I want it, and have decorated a lot, hung a lot of pictures and all that. I have a ton of that kind of stuff. I love that stuff. And I'm going to be going to Florida next weekend to spend some time with my son. And when I get back, I'm going to start painting. And really just make this place my own. I'm excited about it. I'm really happy. I'm happy to be here. It feels like home already. So, coming up on 3 years of this podcast, which really just, I can hardly even believe. But I've been planning some things to sort of roll out when we get to the third year here in May. The first episode came out on May 1st, 2019. So I have some little things I'm doing. And one of the things I've kind of always intended to do at the end of a year or a milestone like this is some sort of retrospective, which I haven't done as well as I would like to yet. So maybe I can do that. just kind of do a rewind review of what's happened with the show so far. And I will tell you, I mean, this has really enhanced my life, having this show. It's given me a reason to connect with so many people, literally all over the world, and to make friends, and to just sort of come out of my shell. And all along I've said, you know, this show's called The Path to Authenticity. I want to talk about people and how they became who they are, their path to their own personal authenticity. But in reality, this is also my path to authenticity. This, just creating this show, has been an act of just self-love and self-creation and self-affirmation. It's really the word I was looking for. Just affirming myself. So I appreciate you guys listening, as always. I'd love to hear from you. Email the show, tom@thepathtoauthenticity.com. Thank you to the show's sponsor, GM Miami. Had a great episode with one of the founders of GIA, Dr. Antonello Bonci. If you haven't checked that out already, please do. But I appreciate you guys showing up and listening. Hope you keep coming back. I hope 2022 has treated you well so far. And be nice.
That's our story. I hope you enjoyed the punk rock opera. And we have one last piece of music for you. It goes like this.
Okay, go.
Generation.
self-made bands. We cut our teeth with bloody hands. The rage that's instilled in us can feed a crowd.
Thank you. Good night.